Boss Ladies, I wanted to chat a little bit today about trusting your intuition. It's a theme that's very, very important to me, and it's something that I've been posting a lot about on social media lately. And interestingly, I've noticed that it's really resonated with a lot of people who follow me on social media and also just with my friends. It's something we've been talking about a lot, and I felt that it was really important that I actually record this specific episode and ask all of you to be a little bit more mindful of your intuition and to start following that voice a little bit more yourself. Now, intuition, of course, as you know, I mean, there's a ton of dictionary definitions, and I'm not going to regurgitate those here. But intuition is really that sixth sense, okay? It's that little voice inside of us. It's not really as much a voice as it is a very strong sense of knowing. And it's not something that we can base on any kind of empirical evidence or facts necessarily. Sometimes it's just a feeling that we get about someone or about a place, or it's a thought that pops into your head that tells you, you know, to stop off at the local park instead of going straight home, or to not go to your usual grocery store, to go to, you know, one that's close by that you wouldn't ordinarily go to. And then when you do end up going to this place, you run into an old friend, or you meet someone and that leads to an opportunity, or you run into a friend and you get to chatting and you just reconnect. And sometimes things unfold a lot more slowly than we would want them to unfold. But there's really a lot of strength and power that comes from following your intuition. And it's something that's very difficult for all of us to do, because we've spent our entire, I would say, waking lives. So basically from when we were little kids and people start telling us what to do and how to do it, we get told to look for evidence, right? To look for facts. We get taught that our eyes might deceive us, you know, sleight of hand, whatever. And we get taught to look for physical things, and there's not a lot of focus on the metaphysical or the things that we can't see. And what we start doing over time is we start discrediting that gut feel that we have, that innate ability, that sense of knowing. And we become more and more disjointed and just disconnected from that source, which is a very deep spiritual life force, I believe. A lot of people will tell you that it's your higher self speaking to you. For me, I think that's partly true. But I also just think that, you know, we perceive so much on so many different levels, and our brain processes so much that we don't always necessarily consciously realize the messages, the thousands of messages that our senses are receiving and processing. And what I have learned over the years is to not question my intuition and to just follow it. And I know that it sounds a little bit crazy, especially if you're very scientifically minded, but I have found that it really works. And times when I don't listen to that voice, usually things don't work out so great for me. So one of the first examples that I can recall, I was in my early 20s, and I remember one Sunday night driving home from my boyfriend's house at the time, back to my own apartment. And that little voice inside of me told me to take the longer way home, which would have involved stopping at a lot of traffic lights. And it just, you know, my logical brain and my ego was just like, no, get on the highway. You know, there's that one small dodgy piece that you've got to get through, but then you're home. And that little voice said to me again, no, take the long road home. And of course, my ego said the opposite. And I listened to my ego. And that night at the off ramp off of the highway, at the small little potentially dodgy piece where I had to get off the highway, someone actually smashed the passenger window of my car and grabbed my purse that contained my ID, my license, cash, all kinds of things that were in my bag at the time. And as traumatized as I was, there was this little voice inside of me saying, "You see, I told you so," and kind of almost victim blaming me. Like, I realized very, very quickly that on a much higher level, on a completely different plane, whether it be my guardian angels or my spirit guides or my higher self, somehow, somewhere, there was a level of consciousness that knew that it wasn't the right thing for me to do to take that route home. And that's perhaps a very extreme example, but if you read books like The Gift of Fear, you'll read so many accounts from people who went through the most awful traumatic experiences, who will all tell you that shortly before they were assaulted or abducted or stabbed or whatever terrible thing happened to them, they had this little voice inside of them telling them that something seemed off about the situation. Something felt off, or don't go here, don't go with this person, don't trust this person. And that is really all our intuition speaking to us. So my invitation to you today is to connect with your intuition a lot more and to start trusting that inner voice. Stop being so focused on finding the evidence and finding the facts and needing proof, and just believe in and trust that voice. And you will know that it's right by the way that it feels. I promise you, it feels completely different. There's nothing fearful about what your intuition is telling you. So if intuitively you know that there's something magical about a person or a place, or you get the idea that you need to do something, or you're driving somewhere and a car cuts you off and it's a red car every time, often those are signs that you need to be mindful of. Sometimes you'll hear songs on the radio, or you'll be thinking about something and then you'll get a phone call, or something will pop up on your Insta feed or on your Facebook wall. And those are usually signs kind of pointing you in a direction, and you'll feel that they resonate with thoughts that you already might have had in your mind. So start trusting those. Take a little bit of time in the mornings, if you are following my advice and setting aside some me time for you, and you've got a kick-ass morning routine and you're planning your day, you could perhaps set your intention for the day. One of your affirmations could be to undertake that I will trust my intuition when it comes to decision making today. It's a very powerful way of setting the intention to listen to your intuition more, and just making yourself a lot more open and a lot more receptive to all of these different signs and this little voice inside of you. And just start trusting that voice. It might not make sense now. Sometimes it takes up to a year, I have found, for some of the things that I felt very strongly and very passionately that I should do, and it made no logical sense for me at the time. It has taken sometimes as long as a year for me to connect the dots in my logical mind and go, oh wow, if I hadn't have done that one thing back in October last year, that wouldn't have led to this thing, and that then this thing wouldn't have happened, and then that thing wouldn't have happened, and then I wouldn't be where I am today. So it's really all about working for your higher purpose and to align with the reason why you're here. So trust that voice and trust the vibes that you get. If you feel that something is off about a place or about a person, trust that. Don't wait for evidence, okay? When you've become the victim of a crime or some kind of an assault, then it's too late to be trusting your intuition. So just trust your intuition. It's not going to lead you astray. If you suddenly have a thought that you should apply for a job at a specific company, or you should start writing, or you should start blogging, or you should, invest in scrapbooking classes, whatever it is that your soul is moving you to do, you need to do that. The things that set your soul on fire and that you feel really excited and really good about, even if you can't logically explain them, do more of that. And if you want to connect more with your intuition and that voice inside of you that's going to connect you with your higher purpose, then you need to really listen to that voice and not question it. And you need to make space and time in your life for that voice to actually come through. So I hope that you start practicing these things, and I hope that you see all the amazing changes that will start happening in your life. They might look like coincidences to you. I promise you that they're not. I'll chat to you again.